We're gonna do a warm up, and then we're gonna do a couple of songs that we already know, and then we'll do some stretching today, okay?
Sitka Studio of Dance instructor Nancy Neal has hit pause on in-person classes, but like other teachers at the studio, she's still reaching her hip-hop students through video lessons. Neal teaches four classes a week, mostly hip-hop and some musical theater, to students from 4 to 13 years old. Neal says she's happy to help them continue dancing, to give them a chance to move around a bit and have some fun, now that many other forms of sports and socialization are suspended. But reworking her teaching strategy has also brought challenges, as she and other dance instructors have to learn to be their own videographers. Neal says it takes a lot of extra time to plan the lessons, record herself dancing, put all the clips together, and upload them for students to watch. And sometimes she needs to go back in and re-record something if there's a mistake. But if the videos are frustrating to produce, you won't hear it in Neal's tone once the music starts. Well, she says it's sad not being in the same place with her students. She does get some in-person teaching assistance from her 4-year-old son, like in this stretching exercise.
Hey, here we go, nice and loud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good job, hands up to the sky again.
Dancers aren't the only ones going virtual these days. With the Hames Center also closed, fitness classes are moving online.
We're gonna start it out by working our core.
After a brief hiatus, Cindy Edwards is once again teaching her total body conditioning workout class using the video chat platform Zoom. Twice a week, the same diehards gather for a normal TBC class with the now familiar twist of everyone appearing in little boxes on a computer screen.
It started just from mostly, I think, going a little stir crazy and then missing each other.
Edwards said I was welcome to record part of the class for this story so long as I was also sweating, which didn't take long. Edward says the class has changed as a result of moving online. She can't walk around the room and adjust people's form. And without the normal set of dumbbells, they also have to improvise their own free weights.
Another person had these huge rocks. I'm like, do you guys know how much those weigh? And they're like, nope, no idea. So it's kind of like a Flintstones workout for those people.
Edward says she feels the benefits of her workout class as much as anyone else. At a time when it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the state of the world, she says working up a sweat and getting those endorphins flowing is more important than ever.
Right now, with all the stress that people are living with and all the uncertainty, it's really important just to focus on something else for a while.
But if you're looking for a way to release endorphins and fitness classes aren't your thing, Nancy Neal, the hip-hop instructor, has an idea: virtual disco. She recently live-streamed a dance party on Facebook and Instagram, encouraging her friends to tune in and get down from the comfort of their own homes. It was a hit, she says. A bunch of people asked when she'll do it again. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.